great honor and joy as one of the English representatives of the Abraham Union to introduce one of the founding members of the Abraham Union, Shahab and David Lev. The Abraham Union believes in profound spiritual religious truths to bring harmony and peace in Israel and the West Bank and now the rest of the world. Shahab.
Quite speechless. We had a seminar today on death and dying. It was quite deep. And the Abrahamic reunion is representing life and living. What we do, very simply, is use whatever means we can in the Holy Land to bring people together, to break some of the illusory patterns about the other, to try and make real what we've heard idealized tonight. People say, well, how do you do that? And then the other chorus we hear quite often is, oh, it's hopeless there. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Well, we've been doing this for almost 18 years in the Holy Land. And we've made progress. And it's not at all hopeless. And we've begun to spread the idea that when you take people of different communities, cultures, belief systems, and go beyond that, there is a palpable connection, heart to heart, what we've heard so much of tonight. And out of that, there is a natural remembrance of what it is to be the other, and how out of that memory we can create change. We have many projects going on. We bring people together from the West Bank and from Israel, and we have dinners or days together with hundreds of people, not 5 or 10. We bring young people, old people, people of the four faiths of the Holy Land together. And we have faith, deep faith, that if you do it, as Medlana says, and go out into that field beyond right doing and wrong doing, there's a place where we can meet. We have something called Praying Together in Jerusalem. We bring in people from the West Bank and all over Israel into the old city, in the street, and we just pray. We don't say it has to be this way or that way. We've had cross-border prayers between Gaza and Israel. You know, we can't go into Gaza, but we can pray by cell phone. And that's what we do. We create connections where people have forgotten that all of these peoples there come out of three people: Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar. And I was saying something today during our seminar, because people always ask me, well, what do you hope to accomplish? And personally, what I hope to accomplish is peace with problems. Peace with no problems is a fairy tale. It's not going to happen. But peace with problems is possible. Right now we have violence with problems. Why not have peace and have the same problems? And out of that will come a solution. Look, we've been there a long time. I don't know the answer. But I know the not answer. The not answer, do nothing. So we try different things. Some of them succeed. Some of them fail. But we keep moving forward. We keep growing. We have chapters now in North America. We have chapters in Germany. We have a chapter here in England. We're starting a chapter, even though it's a little dicey right now, in Turkey. You know, the places where people say, oh, it can never happen, it can never work. Well, it can, and it does. And yes, there are failures, and yes, there is success. And that's part of something that is alive. We're not trying to change people. We don't have a political agenda, even though we've met with a high level of political people. But we have an inner agenda. We use religion, which has been so often used there as a force to divide. We use religion to bring people together. Why is it so important? Mystically, Jerusalem and the Holy Land is the heart center of the world. Maybe there are other heart centers, I don't know. But I know that if this place, the place where so much of our religious tradition comes out of, is continually in a place and time of turmoil, there is great difficulty in the world. I have a very dear friend of mine who is a diplomat. And he was there today. Some of you saw him. He said, if we can resolve the problem between Israel and Palestine, the whole structure of the world politically will change by itself. Because so much is heaped on to that situation. So much is projected. There's so much doubt. There's so much fear. If we can just move that forward, real things can happen. We're working in the schools. One of our members is the principal of a school, interfaith school of 1,200 kids in northern Israel. We have young, I think early 20s, coordinators in the West Bank of Palestine who are constantly trying to bring people together, bring young people together. And